A man runs through a marketplace, lantern in hand, screaming that God is dead. People laugh at him. They think he's lost his mind. But here's the twist. Nietzsche never meant this as a victory lap for atheism. In section 125 of The Gay Science, the madman's declaration is a diagnosis, not a celebration. He says, "We have killed him," meaning all of us, collectively, through science, skepticism, and modernity. Then he says something even more unsettling, "I come too early." The cultural earthquake had already happened. Nobody had felt it yet. That gap between the event and its consequences, Al, that's exactly where most of us are living right now. The madman's images are worth sitting with. He asks, what happens when you wipe away the horizon? What happens when you unchain the earth from its sun? These aren't poetic flourishes. They describe the collapse of an entire framework for understanding reality. For centuries, God, or some equivalent absolute authority, told people what was good, what mattered, and what life was for. When that authority loses its grip, you don't just lose religion, you lose the scaffolding. Think of someone who builds their entire identity around a company, a relationship, or an ideology, and then it's gone. The panic isn't just practical, it's existential. Nietzsche saw this coming for Western civilization as a whole, and he was terrified by it. He was not cheering. He was warning. Now, here's where it gets directly useful for you. Nietzsche's challenge isn't to reject old beliefs and stop there. That's the trap. Rejecting without replacing leads straight to nihilism, the feeling that nothing means anything. His actual demand is harder. Confront the need for new evaluations and new purposes. In Beyond Good and Evil, he calls the prevailing morality of modern society herd animal morality. It's one morality among many possible moralities, not a universal standard. The key idea is this. Most of us inherit our values the way we inherit an accent. We absorb them from family, culture, social media, corporate environments, without ever choosing them. The herd doesn't ask whether its values are genuinely its own. It just moves. Nietzsche's individual, by contrast, is someone capable of giving form and direction to their own life. That's a radically different posture. So what does self-direction actually look like in practice? In Thus Spoke Zarathustra, Nietzsche introduces the Übermensch, not as a biological superhuman, but as an image of self-transcendence. The human being is something that should be overcome, not treated as a fixed achievement. Life, he writes, must continually overcome itself. That means your present habits, commitments, and values are revisable. They are not permanent. And Zarathustra is explicit. Good and evil do not remain eternally unchanged, because values must overcome themselves repeatedly. For example, suppose you've spent years chasing a career milestone because everyone around you validated it. Nietzsche's question isn't whether the milestone is objectively good. His question is, did you choose it, or did the herd choose it for you? The practical exercise here is concrete. Identify one unquestioned value in your life. Ask where it came from. Then decide whether it genuinely supports the life you want to create. Replace the question, what should everyone do, with what commitments am I willing to affirm and take full responsibility for? Al, the takeaway from everything Nietzsche is building here is this. The death of God is not a problem reserved for theologians. It's your problem, right now, today. Every time you scroll for validation, every time you follow a career path because it's expected, every time you outsource your sense of purpose to an institution or an algorithm, you are living in the madman's marketplace, laughing at the lantern. The practical alternative to nihilism is active value creation. Develop purposes and standards that can organize your life after inherited certainties lose their authority. Remember, Nietzsche's individual is not someone who isolates themselves from the world. The individual is someone who builds. That's the architecture this course is handing you. And it starts with one honest audit of what you actually believe and why.